Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Monitoring.
WSPQ 996, monitoring. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile and monitoring.
WRPB 448, base station, Groveland Township. Good morning, Sheboygan. We are up and monitoring as well. Over.
Good morning to you, sir. Sheboygan County Bob here. I have your name and Charlie this morning. Looks to be a beautiful day up here, and hope you enjoy the same down your way. Over.
Yes, allegedly the weather is supposed to be very nice here in mid-Michigan, lower Michigan as well. Over.
Excellent. You said you're a base station there. If you don't mind, what kind of rig are you running there, sir?
I'm running a radio out of the DB40G on the middle power setting. I have a cheap Chinesium antenna that I couldn't even begin to pronounce you the name. I believe I only paid $26 for it. It's about 27 feet in the air. I'm hitting Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, man, that radio's got some great modulation on it. Crystal clear. I run a KG-1000 G-Plus there at the house for a base. A tram dual band antenna, about 38 feet on a tower, and currently talking on a BTEC B-50 here in the mobile. This is my morning run. I get the dogs up and get them out to the wilderness here and let them go crazy first thing this morning. And then I'll get back to the house and have my breakfast. So that's my retired routine so far. So it's a day. Pleasure speaking with you. Again, this is Bob up here. Pleasure having you in my receive. And I hope to do it again. WRZP 544. We'll be clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Yes, it's great to make your contact as well, Sheboygan Bob. This is WRPB-448, Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
Good morning, fellas. WRZP-736. Just on my way to work, Sterling Heights, headed from South Lyon.
WRPB-448, you're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Same with you, boss man. How far are you from Groveland Oaks and Holly Oaks and Holly Power Sports?
Looking at the south end of the Holly State Park, it's directly across the street from me, and I'll be spending a good part of my day in it today. Over.
Yeah, we camped there a time or two. Camped at Groveland a bunch, and I know the people over there at Holly Power Sports. We're going to be up your way probably next weekend. There's a CF Moto takeover at the Holly Oaks.
Yeah, Roger that. That sounds like a good time. I haven't been over to the park myself, but everybody else I know has. They love it there. Over.
Yeah, I haven't been there either. That'll be the first time. Kind of looking forward to it. A lot of people I know go there. They enjoy it. I'm just not much of a park rider. I like to ride northern Michigan. We got property in Harrison, so I like to go up there and kick it around. And I also go up to, like, Indian River, East Jordan area. I got some friends up that way. WRZP 736.
WRPB 448. Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. I would love to go up north again. It's been years for me, but obviously it's pretty beautiful where I'm at. I can go across the street and I feel like I am up north. Over.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Holly. It was they were still doing the dump station back when we camped there. Hopefully they got that all squared away. So, all right, fellas, I'm going to go back to driving. I'll be monitoring WRZP 736.
Yeah, copy that. They did finish the dump station. Everything looks really nice there now. WRPB 448, good to make your contact. I'll be monitoring. Over.
WSTS-979.
WRPB-448. Go ahead, 979. Good morning.
Good morning. I am from Flushing, Michigan over here, and as for radio-wise, I'm running an Ocean 805G. So, yeah, this is my first time on the GMR, on the GMRS community, and like to say, you know, and yeah,
Well, welcome to the community. You're coming in really loud and clear. You're flushing. I'm assuming you're on the Flint repeater. I've just recently gotten onto the repeater side of the hobby as well. Over.
Oh, well, nice. I am on the Flint repeater, and also I'm running the regular stock ocean antenna. So yeah, pretty soon I'm gonna upgrade to a Nagoya antenna. So over.
Yeah, that Nagoya antenna is talked about a lot. Pretty good. I saw one online called a Super Stick. I haven't really researched it much, but it's supposed to be a very high-end one as well. Over.
All antennas are good. I figured I'd come on and in here and just talk and, figure stuff. But I'm going to let you go. I'll let you go. WSDS 979 clear.
WRPB 448. Pleasure to make your contact. Clear as well. Over.
To you as well there, sir. Welcome to the GMRS Network, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. WSBY 676, standing by. Awfully quiet out here.
It's Friday. We don't want too many people to know that. Good morning, WRCY 565.
Everybody had to go to work and get their checks, so nobody on the radio.
I was taking a nap. Now I have to wake up and finish off my work shift. WRFX 966.
Well, this is the first I've heard from 966 since he jumped in the pool. Maybe he sank to the bottom.
Yeah, I'm still like semi-horizontal on this side of town, so. Good morning, everybody. WRCY 565.
WSBY 676 just getting off from work. On my way to go horizontal.
WRZH242 radio check. WRTX 957 monitoring.
Pick up 413 monitoring.
WRPB 448. Kurt, do you copy?
WRPB 448, I copy you loud and clear. How do I copy, Cheryl? Over.
You are loud and clear as well. I am at my mom.
Excellent. Have a nice visit with mom. Hope you're not too long at the doctor's office. Be safe. And WRPB 448, you can chime in later at your convenience. I'll be monitoring, possibly. Take care, Cheryl. Over.
Copy that. WRPB 448, mobile, off the air.
WSDS 979, monitoring. WSDS 979 to WSDE 688, you are coming through static.
Sorry about that, I mean 979.
Oh, that's quite fine. So how are you doing?
Doing quite well. What was it up here for?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting downstairs here in the recliner. I'm hoping that it's coming through loud and clear.
It is coming through loud and clear, actually.
Yeah, so yeah, you're a little bit on the staticky side. I'm not sure where you are in the part of your house, but I'm not sure where you are.
You're on the static side too. I think it's just maybe like where you are. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could be possible. So, yeah, it's very possible.
There we go. Holding on.
Yeah, I can't even understand you. You're too staticky.
Is that better?
Yes, for now. It is better.
I had to readjust the thing. Sorry about that.
Yep, that's fine. I have my my regular stockings and I pointed up straight up, so yeah.
Are you just holding the radio right in your arms, or how do you do that, or what are you doing?
I'm just holding the radio up, and, you know, just have it in my hands, just holding the radio up so the antenna is pointing straight up, and I'm right near by the front door, actually, so yeah.
Ah, that helps, okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. WSDS 979, clear.
Oh, I didn't hear you, okay. WSDS 979. Ask you one more question, Mr. Shaw.
Yes, WSDX979 to WSD688. Go ahead.
Okay, so the podcast, the podcast is on Monday at 1 p.m. Is that correct?
No, that is actually, it's still Monday, but it's around 2 o'clock. So we can be there probably about 1:30 or by 1:45 if possible.
Okay, yeah, up to 1:30.
Okay. Yeah, I figured I'd call you right now, so I'm going to let you go. WSDS 979 clear.
Yep, I'll do the same.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. Go ahead.
I'm still on hold. There's like 9 calls. And anyway, I thought maybe I'd schedule from 1:30, be there at 1:30, and then come back with the return for Yorai to 4:45. Is that too long?
Probably, because the podcast doesn't get done until like 1 hour, so probably schedule your thing to 1:30, be there by 1:30 to around 3:30 to 3:45, that's what I recommend.
Okay, so do. Thanks.
WSDE 688. Go ahead.
I'm screwed. I won't be able to get there on Monday. Their schedule's full.
Uh-oh. Well, I think we're going to have a big problem. If their schedule's booked, you may want to talk to Sheila about that.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I recommend them give them a call, see what she can do. I'll let you do that, WSDS 979 clear.
WSDE 688 clear. Thank you.
WRMZ 640.
WSDS
WSDC 688. Go ahead.
So I'm calling them back, and I'm the 15th caller, but I talked. Sorry, the button's a little slippery. Anyway, I called them back, and I was talking to Leo, and I was like, you know, they're denying me a ride. And I was like, you can't deny me a ride. It was ADA, right? And he's like, no, they should be able to deny you a ride. It should deny you a ride, rather. And so I said, Leo said, call back and tell me you have an appointment, because I was talking about that. So I'm going to see what goes on.
Okay, I probably am the eighth caller in the queue as well. I am calling them to schedule that trip over to the Genesee District Library. So I am giving, I'm waiting in the queue.
Oh, I thought you already did that.
No, I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. Hey, at least the music's entertaining, kind of.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, well, it won't be not jazz or hip-hop, so there you go.
And now I am the sixth caller in the queue.
Seventh caller to me. No, I'm sorry, it's the 13th.
Gotcha.
You know, the beginning Roger Beats isn't bad. It's just the ending Roger Beats would be weird. I might turn my beginning one on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that, but I didn't know you could hear the beginning Roger beep or not, but yeah, I know you wanted those beeped off, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. It kind of helps.
Yeah, tremendously.
Thanks, that's what I'm saying. I didn't catch that.
I'm now the fifth caller in the queue now, so yeah.
Well, follows me. But, okay, hey, I'll radio you back when this is done, and you let me know what happens. WSDE 688, sir.
Alright, the same goes to you, WSDS 979, clear. WSDS 979 to WSDU 688. I'm sorry, you're very staticky. Can you say that again?
WSDU 688, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so your ride just cut to a voice box message. So I left a voicemail explaining the circumstance that's going to be taking place on Monday. So, yeah, hopefully they should call back. I'm not sure if they're, their stuff is really busy at the moment, but I've been given a message saying that the call volume is very busy.
I'll see what happens.
Okay. Sounds good. WSDS 979 clear.
WSDE 688 clear.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. You're very staticky. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit for now.
Okay. I'm using the second, I got the same voice mail box. I'm using the second, I'm using the same, I got the same mail box to it that you did.
Okay, I'm not sure what to do, but at this point, I just left a voicemail saying our info and our meeting for Monday. So, yeah, I'm not sure if you left yours or not.
I didn't leave the info. I just asked them to please call me back, because I need to schedule it for Monday.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I said I would like an appointment to go over to the Genesee District Library and everything, so, yeah.
I know there's static, but I'm asking you, are you okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
This is me. We're using the stock antenna. It's open. And we understand it was in the Goya voice.
Yeah, hopefully I should get the Nagoya one. I just found out the antenna on the stock one is, I believe it's a male because it has a screw attached at the end of the antenna. So hopefully it should be the right one because on Amazon it said it was a female, and a SSA female, I think.
So the thing that you can ask to, the radio has a male, but your antenna is female.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay, so hopefully it should be the right and legitimate antenna. So hopefully I'll be able to upgrade on that. So yeah.
I think so, but I think we both sound pretty good. I have to hear my voice, but it's just all matter of holding that thing straight up here.
Yeah, very much true. What was that? I can barely even hear you. You're very staticky. Once again, I couldn't hear that. Yeah, a little bit for now.
I said I was kind of hungry. Are you hungry?
A little bit. I'm not sure what I'm going to have for breakfast and everything, so yeah. Well, what was that? You're very staticky again.
All I've had is a Y-bar.
Oh, yeah, Y-bars are good.
I just moved a little closer to the window, which, I mean, if you're by the door, if I remember right, your recliner's not that far from the door.
Yeah, now you are sounding much more clear.
Oh, good. And, yeah, I just moved closer to my bed, which is right by the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it sounds good.
Funny how you have to be like close to the window, but it was barely just barely an adjustment. It's really interesting.
Hold on, WSDE 688, stand by, I have a phone call.
Yes.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. something that's still monitoring me clear. WSDS 979 to WSDD 688.
Sorry about that. WSDS 979. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you try calling them back, but I got somebody. Yorad called me back, and so just to let you know, they might have open spots available for Monday, but I've been hearing they don't have somebody available from 2 to 5. So I just scheduled to be there at 1:30, and then the second drop-off by 5:30. So whatever it works, but yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. See, I was just talking to Sheila, and I was just saying, you know, I need this, and then as far as, like ADA, they can't deny me a ride, so I'm going to remind them that I'm ADA, although they can see it as well, so that's a little bit interesting.
You know, funny enough, I didn't mention that I was ADA. I got a suggestion from Sheila that yeah, but I didn't say that I was ADA. So it is what it is. I might have to schedule my two other rides this Monday, if at all possible.
Should be possible. It should be. But I guess I'm waiting for them to call me back. I mean, I can call them back.
Yeah, I called back, but in the middle of one of the queues, I got called in. So, yeah. So I'm not sure if it's all possible, if you can still call in or not. But yeah, I would try to get in if at all possible.
All right, we'll do. WSDS 979.
Okay, you too. WSDS 979 clearing. WSDS 979, standby.
Okay. By the way, this is WSDS.
Oh, sorry about that. WSDD 688, standby.
WIUG 488, WRFX 966. Negative contact. WRFX 966, standby.
WSDS 979, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. Northbound on 975 at Isabella County for the night, and back home tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good, sir. I'm just at the house here downstairs, so yeah, everything's going great.
Anyways, I just wanted to let Jack know I wasn't going to make breakfast in the morning with the radio guys, so other than that, just enjoying a beautiful day. WRFX 966.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. You have yourself a blessed day. WSDS 979, clear.
WSDS 979.
WSDD 688. WSDD 688, go ahead.
Hey, I just told the owner, right, at first I said Clinton Public Library, and I'm like, oops, no, actually the Clinton Genesee Library. And then I said, my friend Steven's actually going there, and so I guess she looked that up, and she said, do you want to study like him? I'm like, yep. So it was the Genesee Library, correct?
Yes, it's the Genesee District Library located on Pasadena Avenue. I think it's 4195 West Pasadena Avenue. So, yeah.
Okay, I think the fact that I said your name helps, but I didn't mention your ADA either because they didn't give me a hard time about it, so that's good.
Oh, thank goodness. Yep, everything is going terrific. Yeah. WSDS 979, stand by, please.
Sorry, Jack, this is WSDE 688. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Standby for George. 966. Are you out there?
Yeah, Jack, I'm out here. I'm heading up north for the night. I'm not going to make breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, no problem. You're going to have the fun there and cut the grass the right way, I guess. I'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Yeah, we're going to take care of a couple things and then head back in the morning, so. WRFX 966, I'll be northbound and standby.
All right, go ahead, that is station. Is this Sean?
It is.
Sean, how you doing?
I can't complain. It's a nice goddamn morning, and it's a nice warm day up.
Yeah, it should be a very nice day. I don't know how nice it is, but I haven't been outside at all, so that's why. Over.
Awesome. It's funny, I'm actually using the stocking gun at the moment. I guess I've got a pretty good position within in my house. So it's getting Hoyer 701G in the mail.
Okay, good. You sound a lot better from this, what you got out there. Roger.
Okay.
Do you have any player 701? No, not 701, no. 77771. That is the best antenna. Roger.
Yeah, I've got two of those. I'd like a shorter one. So I went with the 701. Right now I'm using the rubber ducky. But anyhow, that should come in the mail.
Well, the short one, I don't know if it's going to do you any good or not. In fact, if you're about 2 miles away from the receiver, it might do good, yeah. But if you're away about 20 miles or 15 miles or 10 miles or 8 miles, it's not going to do you any good. Especially when you're inside that house. Roger?
I don't know. I mean, I'm right beside a window, and I'm in the house right now. I mean, I guess the only thing I can do is test it. Play when it comes.
Yeah, I know, but test it. You don't like it, send it back, because you're still, right now, you're still like a, you know, sounding that way, because you're inside. I know what you're saying. That's how far you are from the repeater. Roger?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah, the 70, or excuse me, the 771 is definitely really good. Yep.
Let me tell you something. I don't like those longer antennas, you know what I'm saying? I don't like them at all. You know, but, you know, sometimes this is what I do. When I'm at home, I use a long antenna. When I'm out on the road, like shopping or something like that, I use the small antenna because I'm not going to talk on it, you know what I'm saying? Just to listen who's out there and all that. So, however you like, this is a free country. WIUD, lady.
That makes sense.
Okay, I use it like if it's in a meeting or something like that, or go to the restaurant. Yeah, I use a small one. But I know I'm not going to talk on it. I'm going to be busy with people. And that's why. I have George one. Not saying everyone has a George one, no. And it doesn't work that good, believe me. So, if you're at home, use that long one. You'll be so happy. There's no, you know, you fade out and come back, then you got to be next to the window. And what about you don't have no chair next to the window? You don't want to stand up all day and talk on the radio next to the window without a chair. Roger.
No, that would not be comfortable at all.
All right, John, good talking to you. I gotta leave. So I talk to you a little bit, maybe today or tomorrow. Catch you later. WIUG, 48.
WIUG, 488. Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Delta, 439.
Go ahead, 439, WIUG,
488. Jack, this is Dave again. I'm talking to you on another radio. This is the HD8 from TID Radio. I had them on sale. I don't have my DeGoya antenna yet. I got a Avery, A-B-E-R-E-E antenna. I'll have my Nagoya tomorrow. I'm just seeing how this thing sounds.
Well, it sounds perfect. Your audio is good and all that stuff is good, you know. Just, it's good radio. And, you know, with that Nagoya, it'll do better anyhow. I was just telling Sean out that way, you know, the way it works. So, except to you guys, you know, he said, what kind of radio you got, UV9G?
This is the big brother to the one I was talking to you on earlier in the week. It's the TID Radio HD8. The other one was the TID Radio HD3. The unfortunate thing I found out is this HD8 only puts out 5 on GMRS. I thought it threw out 10. I didn't do my research. But if and when I do get my ham license, it does put out 10 watts on the ham bands. So I guess it's not a total loss, but it took me a little while to figure this one out to get it on the frequency, but I got it on here. That's all I wanted to know. The darn thing, I know I could hear. I just want to make sure the darn thing could get out.
Oh, yeah. Any radio gets out with no problem. Just a matter of you gotta know, you gotta find the hot spot, and you gotta find the right antenna, which is that Nagoya. Okay? And also, you know, there is 10 watt radio out there for your ham radio if you want. There is one. It's a GMRS UV9G Plus. They got a little bit of big screen, which is, I like that. You know, it may be good. I don't know. I do like the little bit long screen instead of that small end screen. And also, you can program it different ways. You can program it, put the where that repeater is and end the number. Roger.
This one has a pretty, I think it's a little bigger screen than the in H3. It's color, lights up nice, and it can be programmable to go back to the ham channels where it does put out 10 watts, or close to it anyways. I thought this would do 10 on the GMRS frequencies, because I plan on going up north about in a month or so, and I want to try to hit that Sheboygan repeater up there and maybe try to make a QSO down to Detroit from up there. I haven't heard anyone from up there while listening, and I thought I'd try to make it, but this one's going to have to do, I guess.
If we're going to go up to you when you go up north, you'll be surprised. There's people up there in Sheboygan you can talk to. There's two people out there, as far as I know, they're out there in Sheboygan. Okay? But take that Nagoya with you, because you're going to need it. All these woods out there and everything else, you will need that one. Roger?
Roger that. Yep, the Nagoya's coming tomorrow. So this one seems to be doing all right, but I'm kind of a stickler on the Nagoya antenna too, because it did well. And everything I've seen on YouTube, it puts out a little bit better than everything else. This is kind of like my backup to my backup. I didn't want to use the antenna that came with the radio. Those usually don't perform too well, so yeah, but I'll give it a shot. So I don't know, in a few weeks, keep your ears open. I might try to give you a shout.
No problem, I'll be on the radio. I ain't going nowhere, so I might have something to do, but I can't, probably won't be able to hear you. That's about it. All right, you take care, you have a good day.
WIAG48. Jack, thanks for coming back to me. I'll let you get going. I'll try to give it a shot. We'll see what happens. 73's Jack, take care. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439. We're out.
RZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. You can catch me up here most any time.
Well, it does work, Bob. Hey, nice to hear from you. I'm going to be in the Petoskey area. I don't know how well that can get the repeater up there, but I'll definitely give it a shot.
Good results over in Petoskey, hitting the Sheboygan repeater. Shouldn't be any problem for you. But like I said, we're typically on. We run a base station and the mobiles. So drive safe. We hope to hear from you, and enjoy your day. WP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring.
Yeah, but I didn't get the call sign. I got 544, but I didn't get the numbers or the letters in front of it.
WRZP 544, how copy?
Was that WRZP?
WRZP, Papa.
All right, fantastic. Got you, Bob. Wrote it down because I have a bad memory. Well, I'll definitely give you a shout from Petoskey in a few weeks here. All right, take care, Bob. Thanks for getting back with me. 7-3s to you. It's a beautiful day down here. I'm calling you from Flushing, by the way. I'm in the Genesee County area, probably about, I'd say, eight miles probably west of Flint, using the Flint repeater here.
I'm 7 miles east from Indian River, so another beautiful day up the north, and pleasure speaking with you. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we'll be listening.
Yep, know the area well. I'm having mind invasions and getting up there. I can't wait. I'll talk to you later. Thanks again, Bob, for getting back to 7-3s. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Dave and Flushing, we're out.
WSEE 439, WRCY 565. You got a copy up there, sir? WSDE 439, WRCY 565.
The 565 unit, come back.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Donald. I am down in the Detroit area, about 12 miles north of Detroit, in a city known as Madison Heights. He just got done talking to the north from Flushing, and I just wanted to let you know they're also talking well on to the south to the repeater located in downtown Detroit. They're coming through loud and clear, no cracking, no baking, and almost full quiet.
Now that's some good news I like to hear. Stupid things getting out. I think I talked to you during the week. I was on an HD3 TID radio. Checking out this new one here. It's the HD8. I have a different antenna on it. I don't have the stock antenna. It's an ABREE, ABREE, 771, until I get my Nagoya tomorrow in the mail.
WSET 760-439. On your H8, I've got a CID3 and H3 as well, but on your H8, you can go to unlock mode. You can get full wattage on it then. You hold down the talk button and star button, turn it on. It'll go into the menu options. You can select normal mode, and then you can then have full power on the Arma.
That was the way I got into the DRMS. Who knows, I might have done it accidentally. According to the screen, it says 10. I don't know if I can believe that or not.
I thought. Like you said, hold down the talk button, the top one, then the star button, and then turn it on, but go into the menu mode, select DRMS, AM, or normal. And those programmings are set to the desired features.
Yeah, you broke up there at the end. That's how I got on here. I pushed the talk button and the star button at the same time while turning it on. First one was the ham, and then I tried it again, and then it went to GMRS. I have no clue. The other one didn't. There wasn't a third option, as far as I could tell. But it seems to be working. I need to mess with it right now. Do something, mess it up, and not get out any better than I am right now. If I talk to Sheboygan in Detroit, it's working. Up a little bit there. I heard the rooftop adapter. How do you find one of those on? Do they sell it on, Amazon or something like that? Well, I'm not going to come back. You might be traveling in and out of repeater range. Thanks, Don, for getting back with me. I didn't catch the call sign of the guy in the mobile that was moving around talking about the HD8. If you get back in range, give me your ID number so I can write it down, because I have a terrible memory. I'm going to keep a log of everyone I've talked to. All right, 7-3s, guys, thank you very much for getting back with me. At least I know it's getting out, and that's the big thing. We'll see how well it gets out when I get up north in a few weeks. 7-3s, everybody. Talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439 out.
Yeah, hey, Dave, before you bail, this is Donald again, WRC-565. I don't normally ask for a radio check, but I just want to know how I'm sounding with this. I have a Motorola commercial radio, and I got a very short stubby antenna on it, not even 3 inches long. I was just wondering how I was making it out to you.
WRCY 565, WRFX 966. I got you up here on the Flint repeater on I-75 northbound, loud and clear.
You come right through. As a matter of fact, you were doubling there with someone and you walked over them, so you're strong into here.
Okay, well, that was Brian who called me 966, and he's a really good guy. And like I said, I'm going to have to write him a check for saying nice things about me. But, when it comes to playing with radios, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Get that Nagoya. That would probably be the only way you can maybe make an improvement, but that's a solid-sounding radio when you went with that newer model kid radio.
Officially, I have two that work. Two out of two. That's that and 1,000. That gets me into the Hall of Fame. So I'm not messing with anything right now. If it works, like you say, don't go and get your screwdriver into it and wondering what the heck happened, why I can't get out anymore. So if it works, exactly, don't mess with it.
All right, sir. I will let you go. Thanks for your time on the radio.
Welcome to the GMRS
with MI8 network. Enjoy it. WRCY565. And Brian, is it up on the Flint repeater where?
I'm up around Davison on I-75 northbound.
And you two are very solid into that repeater. There's, I think, one or two little crackles in there, but they were so thin I wasn't even sure if that was your radio or mine. But, yeah, like I say, you got a radio that works. I mean, I tell this to a lot of people because I find on DMRS, especially, a lot of people are always tinkering or always playing. And like I said, this is just my model. If you're getting good reception and people are telling you you sound good, don't keep playing with it. Just, you know, if it works, stick with it. All right, everybody, you have a good day. I'm chomping on a Snickers bar. Sorry about that. But they do satisfy. WRCY 565, we're clear.
Unit, thank you for your report. You are a little bit staticky. You're probably in between repeaters right now, or not too close to one, but your modulation is getting through the static. I can understand what you're saying anyways.
Hopefully that sounds a little bit better. Sorry, my finger slipped. I'm actually on a stock antenna right now. I have a Nagoya. I have two Nagoyas, actually. I'm thinking I'm getting a Nagoya 701, because I like the short form factor. I can't remember. Did you say you were in Flushing?
Sir, Flushing, Michigan. Beautiful Flushing.
Is that still sounding staticky? I tried to hold it up a little bit more. But, yeah, my friend Steven, WSDS 979 is as well.
Yeah, from what I've heard, and from experience as well, that Nagoya antenna does very well. This one isn't one here, but I'm waiting on one. I'll have one. This one will have a Nagoya by tomorrow. This is an ABRI. A double B as in boy. R Edward Edward. It's an AR-771. I know when I was watching a YouTube video, this one came in second to the Nagoya, so I figured I'd get one of each. You never know what conditions are, so. But this is definitely better than the stock one, so that's why I put it on.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely replacing the stock antenna with the Nagoya 701G, for now at least.
Well, it's working. Where did you say you were? Yeah, I heard Clio. Hey, you're a little further away from the repeater than I am, so I got a little better advantage than you do. That was a little bit of a haul.
Yeah, with the Nagoya, though, it actually works very well.
Absolutely, as long as you can be heard. I mean, there's a little bit of static in there, but as long as we can tell what you're saying, that's what the point is. You're doing well.
Well, thank you. I'm actually going to go see what I want as far as those parts. So I'll hop off or I'll get my phone.
already? Yeah, I didn't realize it was that late. Holy smokes. It's almost lunchtime. All right, take care. Safe travels out there in Clio. I'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. We're out. Thank you.
Station 218, WIAG, 28, copy. WIZX 218.
Well, good morning, Lando.
Good morning. 9 o'clock. I ain't heard you out this early in a long time. Over.
I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, and there was no computer at all, no transaction at all in the computers.
Copy that. Yeah, Microsoft. Bill Gates people, Microsoft, they had an IT outage. It was worldwide, I guess. A lot of countries had the issue. I don't know. It might be fixed by now. I don't know. Over.
I was on a country, even a Middle East country. They were doing everything by their hand. Like the old days.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's when these cell phones go down. We got these radios left. Over.
That's right. That's why we got the radios. Work 24 hours a day. 8 days a week. Roger.
Great. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
WRMG359, that's all I was going to let you know. But the computers, they're still down because I just got that from the doctor's office. And their computers are all still down. There you have it.
Good morning,
you guys. I'm
going
to let you know.
Right. Robert, you got to talk to Bill Gates and ask him what's the problem. I say, talk to Bill Gates and tell him what's happening. Now, Randall, he has to go. He said he was in the doctor's office and his computer don't work. I would never go there.
Roger that. Well, I brought some propane with my car and it worked. And some gas, so it worked, so I don't know. But it says banking and a few other things, grocery stores, affected a lot of things. Maybe it's hit and miss, I don't know.
I was up at 5:40, and I was on Channel 7. Channel 7 computer, they don't work at all. They were saying everything what they know.
Yeah, Roger, I've seen that. I've seen that too. Well, it looks like a... You know what, I'm going to wait till this evening and mow my grass. Be a little better. Over.
It would be a good idea to do. Wait a little bit more. It's not going to be that hot today either.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I got a few things to do here today. I'll mow it this evening.
He was saying, hey, maybe I'll call you in a little bit, not right now because I'm driving. See if we can get on the 600 with this mobile.
All right, copy that. All right, I'll take that, I'll take my GM30 out there in the backyard with me and turn it on and listen. All right, we'll talk at you after a while. WRZX218, I'm standing by after your final.
Randall, good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488. Hello, a station out there on 625. Maybe come closer to the mic now I can hear you. You're in the repeater 625, the station 625 out there. You're in the repeater, but I only hear zero. And this is WIUG 48. The station on 625. Stand by for sure, because it's not your radio, it's the repeater, so... Don't forget that. It's the repeater. It's not your radio. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48, clear. Josh. Station 760, WIUG 48.
What's up, Jack? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, but I'm driving with my DB20G. How am I sounding out that way?
Out here in Romeo, about 34 miles in Van Dyke. I hear you clear as day. Static is going to be on my end, I know that.
Well, it was a sunny day and a very nice day. Anyhow, I'm going to let you go. I just want to see how you're doing. That's about it. And I will talk to you a little bit later. because I'm driving a little bit. WIUG 88.
Yeah, you take care, Jack. You have a good day as well. I know you got a bunch of landscaping to do and a bunch of grass cuts. It's a good day for that. Yesterday was a good day, and so was today, it looks like. It'll be good for grass cuts. Gotta get it in while it's cool like this.
Maybe you want to go up north and cut that 130 acre a little bit.
Thank
you. Good day there, Jack. That's the USC 760. Take care. WIUG 88 clear. Yeah, go ahead. How are you doing?
Today, I'm standing on my back deck with Mustang GMRE. I've got pretty good shots between the news I'm living at the repeater.
But you played it out, and you're coming back. I don't know, maybe you're moving around, Roger?
Yeah, that might be the difference of holding it up an extra 4 or 5 inches, over.
Now you're doing good. You're now very clear anyhow. How's the weather by you out that way?
Absolutely beautiful. I was laying on my hammock and wanted to get jumped up, and here I am. My base station is right here at high level right now on the handheld. Over.
Yeah. Well, laying down is good anyhow. Relax. And you're doing good. Anyhow, over here is a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of white clouds on the sky. And I'm driving. So anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Have a good afternoon. WIUG 448. Monitoring. 760, are you out there yet? Over. Sorry, it was Josh I was holding for. Josh, do you copy? Over.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688.
WSGT-4, Shelby Township. Listening.
WSDE688, go ahead, but you're very staticky. I couldn't understand you. What was that? You're not better, you're absolutely staticky. Yeah, I can barely even hear you.
Hang on, I'll replace you.
The one gentleman a little bit stronger, or quite a bit stronger in the system. You've got some sort of key up beat you need to disable on this system. Thank you.
WSDE688, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, cool. I just replacing kind of that document was doing okay sometimes, but I think it was just really. Sorry, I think it was just really staticky. Yeah, you'll need to disable, I guess, the guy with the end up the beginning Roger.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. Yeah, I just gotta either do assist or something with FEMA AI or do something, because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I tried that. Would you say, I mean, even when I was sounding good on the set, on the stock antenna, would you say I'm coming in a lot clearer or a little bit clearer?
Right now you're coming in a lot clearer. I'm going to try and disable this beginning beep. I'll let you go. WSDS 979 clear.
Okay, I'll call you. USDE-68 clear. And you know on your table is Roger. And we'll be back. WSDE-68 clear.
WRUU-850.
This is WSAF 717, looking for a radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, sir. I have you, Lima Charlie.
Appreciate that. Did you say you're in Sheboygan?
Affirmative. I am in Sheboygan County, sir.
I'm not familiar with that. Where is that at, roughly?
Tip of the Met here in Michigan. Petoskey, Indian River, Sheboygan County.
Okay, that's what I thought. No, I appreciate that. So I've never been on this repeater in Mount Clemens, down obviously by St. Clair, Lake St. Clair. So yeah, that's interesting. They must have these linked via internet or other means. But no, that's great. Appreciate it. I'm actually from near Cadillac, so maybe one of these days I'll get on the repeater up there and we can link them together.
That's correct. The repeaters are linked. I suggest MIH on the internet.sys. Tell you all about the MIH system here in Michigan, and you're correct, the repeaters are linked.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the radio check. WSAF 717, clear.
Roger that. Enjoy your GMRS experience and have a wonderful day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are monitoring.
WSDE-688, you're coming in clear.
Oh, good. Just to let everyone know, I think, just to let everyone know, Hungry Howie's is a 51% sale right now. That's actually what I heard for lunch.
Yeah, you're coming in a little static.
Maybe if I would actually tilt my radio, that would help.
WSTE-888. Here.
WSTS-979, clear. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 listening. WSTS-979, you're coming in loud and clear.
All right, get to that report 979. Good afternoon, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
It's ma'am, and I'm doing okay. You know, trying to catch up on the housework.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm just upstairs. I have a stock and I'm using a Ocean 805G radio, and I've got the stock antenna pointed straight up out the window, so yeah.
I'm sorry, say again, I didn't catch that. What kind of radio are you using?
I have an Ocean 805G.
I'm not familiar with that. Right now, I'm on a portable myself. I'm using one of those Baofeng UV5Rs.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'll be getting a, soon I'll be getting a Nagoya antenna. Just a little bit of an upgrade than just a regular stock antenna, but I haven't pointed it out the window, but...
Yeah, roger that. I think I had a conversation with you the other day. I may have, when I was in the car, I think, talked to you. I'm not 100% positive, but anyway, first name is Paige over here. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, my first name is Steven, so yeah, pleased to meet you, and yeah, everything's all good.
Yeah, even with the stock antenna, you're definitely making a good trip there. I'm actually coming in through the Bay City repeater right now, and that's actually about 30 miles away from where I am. So, you know, this radio does pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I'm using the Flint repeater. I live in Flushing, so yeah.
Yeah, very good. Like I said, you know, you're into the repeater, full quieting, full audio, so definitely doing the job there.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Hey, I'll let you go. It's been a pleasure to meet you, to hear you over the airwaves. Sounds great. WSDS-979, clear.
Yeah, copy that. Have a good afternoon. With T Sam Charlie Zebra 810 listening.
WRPB-448 base. Standing by for WRPB-448 mobile. Cheryl, do you got your ears on? Over.
8893.
WRPB 448 monitoring as well. Over.
WSDC 647, Unit 1 to Unit 2.
Hey there, WSDC 647, this is WRVG 829.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been trying to call you guys for the last 2 days, but it hasn't worked out. Glad to hear you on the radio today. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm working on a little project for Lizzie for her fingernail business. She needed something for a photo backup. And I'm not ready to build it yet, but I did a mock-up of what she was suggesting in cardboard this afternoon.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that you got something to keep you busy today. I have not heard too much from her. I've heard nothing from Jenny, but Lizzie says she's been pretty busy at work this week, so she may not make it on.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else to say. I think I'm going to sign off. You have a good afternoon, Jeff, and I'll talk to you soon. This is WSCC 647. Over and out.
All right, Pop. Have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you later. WRVG 829. Monitoring.
WSCY 842, WRWS 538.
WRZP544, Bob, you out there? This is WRVG829, Jeff. WRZP544. Bob, are you out there? This is WRZP829, Jeff.
Yes, 829, WRZP544. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, I got some people coming up to Mackinac City in a week or so. I was wondering how does over that way. Is it too far for it?
Mackinac's a little bit of a stretch there, but there is a private repeater there in Petoskey that's not connected to MIA. However, I'm going to say, depending on road conditions and radio equipment, it is possible almost in the Mackinac copy.
Okay, so probably better off from I-75 down your way, probably, what, you're still 25 miles south of Mackinac City out there in Sheboygan?
Correct, I'm exactly 25 miles from Mackinac.
All right, well, thanks for answering my call. I appreciate it. They're going to be coming up there, and I just wanted to see what my chances were of being able to get to them on a radio. They'll have cell phones, of course, but radios are more fun.
I concur wholeheartedly there. Yeah, they should be able to hit the Sheboygan repeater just the other side of Wolverine there, again, depending on equipment and antenna. I haven't had any problems that far down south. So, yeah, we'll keep an ear out. Always happy to help. Enjoy your afternoon. WRZP 544, clear on your final, and we'll monitor.
Thanks again, Bob. 73 to you. WRVG 829 monitoring.
You bet. Anytime.
WRWS 538, standing by.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
Yeah, all I caught was 8-8. Try again.
WRXP-888. Copy.
Yeah, copy. Trip 8. How you doing today, Doug and Carol?
I'm in Farmington Hills right now. But,
I caught Tom. He got a lot of static for a friend on the frequency. Yeah, keep going. Back to you.
Probably because I'm sitting in Sterling Heights. Or, no, wait, where am I? Farmington Hills, 10 in Haggerty, 12 in Haggerty area. And I'm just using HD right now. And I've got a mobile camera.
Copy. Birmingham Hills on an HD. Okay, well, you're probably a ways away from repeater, but you're making the trip.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a closer one. I'm actually looking online. It's probably where I'm getting a little bit of static from. sitting here looking online right now, and it's probably interfering with my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, copy that. There ought to be at least one or two that you might be able to hit down there, different repeaters. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm looking on the GMRS Association repeater list, and right now the only one I'm showing is the one in Detroit, 6255.
Well, if Jack is out there, he'll have the information for the one in Mount Clements, and that would be one of the MI-8 repeaters. I don't have the frequency off the top of my head, but it's probably closer than the Detroit one.
It's 675.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. WRBG 829. You should be able to hit the McComb repeater from Farmington Hills. I do believe it's, like I said, 675.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got McComb on there. I tried getting it out. What it looks like, there's only five repeaters for GMRS.
I think that's correct, but they've got a heck of a reach, so five is better than what we had a few years ago.
Oh, I can understand that. I mean, but I'm only running 5 watts, and I think that's what the max is. Now, if it was VHF, I'd put 50 out on my mobile.
Yeah, you can run 50 on GMRS too if you want to.
Yeah, but my Alinko doesn't go to the GMRS frequency, so I got enough radios. I don't want to spend more money on a mobile GMRS.
You have enough radios? I've never met that guy before. WRBG 829.
Okay, hey, I have enough radios that my finances will allow.
Sorry, you doubled up there with somebody else.
No, I was saying I have enough radios that my finances will allow. I got this HT, then I got two Alinkol HTs, VHF, UHF, then I got a BMR, and then I got a mobile 2 meter 440, and then I got probably about 20 VHF HTs sitting in a bucket behind me.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't have quite 20 of them sitting around, but I've got my fair share anyway. WRBG 829. To that other party trying to break in, go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, I'd say that you might have cracked the code on having enough radios there, brother. Yeah, it's that's a pretty impressive lot you got there, WSAG 266.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, like I said, the VHF HTs are business radios, but I got all the programming software, so I turn them all into 2 meter HTs.
Well, the UHF ones in the bucket could probably be GMRS if you had the magic juju there.
No, these ones are... They're just 2 meter radios. I've tried to get my hands on some UHF radios. I haven't been successful just yet, but if you know where to get them, the mags are pretty good.
Well, hopefully whoever was trying to find the McComb repeaters found it by now. I just wanted to jump on and help out with that a little bit. Kind of got pulled in. This is WRVG 829. Be clear on your final.
Yeah, that was the Affirmative Joseph, the Detroit repeater. So, 73 for now, KCPO for AM and WRVG 88. All right. Got to make the link.
Yeah, Tom, 888. Good luck on finding those radios, man. I hope you get another bucket full, brother. Rock on. WSAG 266, and I'm clear.
This is WSAT 580. I actually think I hit my threshold of too many radios because I did not buy any more on Prime Day on Amazon, surprisingly. And I also started to give away some of my older ones that still work great that I programmed to some friends and family members so they can enjoy as well.
Is there a 12-step program involved?
Can you repeat that last one? I had my volume down a little bit, didn't quite catch it.
I'm just being a smart aleck. I asked if there was a 12-step program involved.
Yeah, there is. I had to wean myself off. It's a addicting hobby, and I've got a lot of good setups, so I'm like, you know, it's just something you're interested in, like a hobby. You just, you know, oh, what's the latest and greatest, even though it does the exact same thing as everything else I have.
I feel you. I got the same thing going on. I've managed to keep it to a dull roar, but, you know, I've got into the GMRS thing, and now I got one in my truck, and I got two handhelds, and family's got three, and you know how it goes. It just keeps on rolling. WRVG 829.
Yep, same here. I'm actually talking to my truck right now. It's AnyTone 778, I believe. 778 or 779, I forget which one it is. I have to look it up. But, yeah, I finally got my antenna finalized, which hopefully is sounding pretty good.
Yeah, it is working well. Now, I looked up your call sign. You're not in Iowa, obviously, right?
No, sir. This is Joe in Harrison Township, WSAT 580.
Okay, got you mixed up with WSAG as in Golf 580. That's how I did that.
Yep, yeah, I figured it was one letter off there. Sometimes it's kind of hard to catch everyone pronounces letters a little differently, and I've made the same mistake. Sometimes you have to confirm with some of the phonetic alphabet to confirm.
I can do the entire phonetic alphabet from A to Z, but if I need one particular letter in the middle of a sentence, then I got to really stop and think for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it's just a fluke, the way my brain works, I guess.
Yeah, same here. There's certain letters that I remember perfect, like Whiskey, Sierra, Alpha, Tango. No problem. But, yeah, if I had, like, Q, for the love of me, I can't think of Q right now.
Quebec, the city in Canada. I think it's a province, actually. My bad.
It might be both. I don't know, though. I haven't been to Canada in a while. Maybe get back over there one of these days.
Yeah, they got nothing I need except for Channel 19, so I'm not in a hurry to go there. WRBG 829.
Are you talking TV channel 19?
No, GMRS channel 19. It's one of the ones that if you're, let me think, it's north or east of line A, you can't use because of the treaty with Canada. It's channel 19 and then the 19 repeater channel, whatever that is, not supposed to use it.
Ah, yes. Yep, I'm familiar with that treaty and the overlap and radio frequency propagation versus what they use that frequency for in Canada. So, yeah, you're not supposed to use that. I do remember that. Also, I heard a comment earlier about using 50 watts on GMRS, which you can do, but you're limited to the upper channels. I think it cuts off at 15. I mean, you can't use 50 watts below the channel 15.
Yeah, I believe you're correct. That's because it would interfere with the shared FRS channel. So, yeah, no 50 watts below. I think it might be 12. I'm not sure about that, though.
Well, I got to hop out of here for a minute. Nice talking to you. This is Joe, WSAT 580. Clear.
Good talking to you, Joe. This is Jeff, WRVG 829, and I'll be clear, too.
A29, Jeff, from WRCY 565, it's down here in Madison Heights.
Hey, Don, how you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. Just thought I'd let you know, I heard your conversation talking about Canada there. It's not only 19 that you can't use over there, but you can't use 21 either. The 462.700 is also off limits.
You are absolutely correct. And what I have done, because I can't remember it, is I've just turned those channels off in my HT here so I don't wander on to them. And they're marked with do not use in the channel name. So I've accounted for it, but my memory isn't perfect, that's for sure. Thanks for pointing it out.
Well, if you're ever on the west side of the state, west of what they call the Prime Meridian, and 8 Mile looks like baseline, if you understand those parts of Michigan, if you get west of the Prime Meridian there, which is, I think, a Highway 127 and then down to there, I think it converts into maybe 50, Highway 50 maybe. But basically what I say is if you're west of Lansing, you can use them.
Yeah, I'm basically a homebound kind of guy for the most part. I work from home, and I rarely leave Sterling Heights because I rarely have much reason to. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you get to the west of that line or, you know, south of it, then you're good to go. But, you know, it's just not going to happen that much for me.
Well, I had family over there. My brother lived in the Muskegon area, and I traveled over there, but I wasn't back into GMRS that big yet. I just got into it, a few months before COVID hit, and I bought all new radios and everything, and when I got back into it, that's when I got back into GMRS. So, but I still hang out a little bit from time to time west of I just call it the Lansing line. That pretty much covers the prime meridian there. And, I mean, you could be up in Traverse City and be okay and travel down from there. So just so I give you a little heads up on it. And with my radio, what I do is I have them in there, and I have just the frequency in there with a star by it. And I don't really, like, do not use or anything like that, but that's how I got them programmed in most of my radios. So that's how I do it. But everybody does it differently. All right. Thanks for your time. WRCY565.
Nice talking to you, Don. I'll be on the side after you, after this. WRVGA29.
WRVGA224. We are allowed to use those frequencies, but only 2 watts.
WRTV 4 Mobile, Coast View, Copy. 224, according to the charts that
I'm looking at, if you're talking about the 2 Canadian ones, you can use them, 50 watts. It doesn't show any restriction there, but... unless I've seen something different, but I've run 50 watts in that area, and I've never been tagged. So, I don't know, it doesn't say anything different. All right, WRCY 565, clear.
Yeah, 19 and 21 is, like you say, off limits, but 2 watt simplex, it's allowable, but nothing more than that.
WRPD 448, go Cheryl.
I just want you to know that I'm leaving the bank now and I'm on my way home.
Hitting a tropical smoothie or no?
So I will see you in a bit.
WRPD 448, clear.
I believe that was Ray I heard out there, 224, 565 coming back again for the closing comment.
Yeah, I'm still here, Don.
Yeah, I didn't hear you mention the word simplex. I just heard you say something about 2 watts, and I didn't get that. You know, you might have chopped yourself off. But now when you say simplex, yeah, that makes sense. But still, you got to be careful. I feel like if you're walking across, you know, the river walks and things like that, especially in downtown Detroit or up by St. Clair, you can hit Canada on 2 watts. So that's just my little 2 cents there. All right. I think it's around the road, so be safe. Have a good afternoon. WRCY 565. We're up to no good.
Yeah, hopefully that'll all go away pretty soon. It seems like it's becoming obsolete for whatever Canada's using it for. They should be digital by now.
I really don't, I mean, the last time I checked, real quick here, and I'll open the channel back up, I've not seen a lot of digital in Canada, you know, on their side of the Line AB thing, and, yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher, so anyway, all right, take care, WRCY 565, we're out.
All right, catch you later, and have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. WRCY 224.
What are you doing out there? WSCT 593.
WRBG 829 monitoring.
Wanted to test out this new Nagoya antenna I just received. Over.
Susan calling up testing the antenna. I can hear you pretty good. What's your location and power are you running?
I'm located in Oxford, and I'm using a 5-watt HP radio. Over.
Okay, Oxford, so are you on the Flint or Macomb repeater?
I am on the Macomb repeater. I am just right on the edge of the inner part where...
Okay, yeah, I'm capping you pretty good. Just a little tiny bit of white noise in your signal, but yeah, it's pretty good. Did you try the Flint to see if you can get that one?
I have not tried the Flint one, but I will do that right now. Thank you for the suggestion. 593.
Alright, I'll be here for probably another 5 minutes or so. WRQ224.
Yeah, I'm not picking up that Flint repeater. 593.
Yeah, I didn't even hear you tee it up. Alright.
All good, I appreciate the suggestion. You have a good day so far?
Yeah, not bad, just fighting through traffic here. Decided to go a different way home today and seemed to cut off about 5 minutes of my drive, so not too bad. I work in Centerline, and I live in Waterford, and then sometimes I work in Flint, so I go back and forth between the two. And I can get back and forth to Flint in about 40 minutes, but Centerline sometimes is... Getting home is about an hour sometimes.
Yeah, this is not how much you have to do. I mean, at least you got a mobile radio. So, I mean, you know, make some time to go about that and you can talk to people and whatnot.
Yeah, it's nice because I have a work van here in threw the radio in the work van, just plugged it in a cigarette lighter and threw a magnet mount on.
Hey, whatever works.
Okay, I'm running about 47 watts, no problem on the cigarette lighter on UHF. But when I run VHF, it gets really hot and I pop fuses before doing that at 50 watts.
Yeah, it's a lot of, isn't this like the max amount of watts you see or something like this?
Yeah, you can run 50 on the repeaters.
I mean, that's pretty cool though. Do you ever do any ham bands or anything like that?
Yep, I'm also an amateur radio operator, but I find there's more activity these days on GMRS. I haven't been on the ham for quite a while, but I do have a general class so I can get on the HF bands as well. WRQ224.
I'm
All right, I lost you on that one, but hey, I'm pulling into my neighborhood, so I'll try to catch you. I'll be here to you just before.
WRVG 829.
USBM 993 radio check.
PRXQ 88, radio sounds fine, sir. I'm sitting here at Fenkel and Greenfield.
Thank you much, appreciate it. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
RXQ 88873, monitoring.
RXQ 888, this is WRVG 829 for radio check.
RXQ 888, sounds good to me. Fenkel and Greenfield.
I'm at 15 Mile and Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. You're sounding pretty good, too. Thank you very much. WRVG 829 clear.
RXQ 888 clear, 73.
Not WSBM 993. Is there anybody that can tell me if I'm making it over that music or not?
I'm pretty good, Sue. WRXQ 88, Finkelin, Greenville, Detroit.
Yeah, Dad, thank you so much.
Anytime, 73 WRXQ 88. Static, but sounding pretty good here at Detroit, Franklin Greenfield, WRXQ 88873.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 421, clear.
WRXQ 88, monitoring and mobile.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. WSDS 979 monitoring.
WSDS979 to WSDE688.
Hello there. WSDE688.
Good evening. I am coming over the airwaves live with a brand new Nagoya 771 15-inch antenna.
Yeah, it definitely works. Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, you are coming in clear.
Oh, good. We can just keep coming on these things.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
There we go. This is neat, man. Yeah, aren't those kind of long?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, those antennas are long indeed. So yeah, I have a point straight up. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's obviously pretty good.
Yeah, you're coming through with a slight hiss.
You are too, actually. There, that's better. My hiss is
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I'm probably hissing too, because yeah, I'm downstairs. I have it pointed. So yeah.
Okay. Are you by the front door then?
Yeah, I'm sitting at the recliner, which is like a few feet from the front door, so yeah.
Okay. Awesome. We don't need your stuff at it anymore.
No, I mean, I'm still keeping it and stuff, so yeah, I'm still keeping the stock antenna, of course.
There we go. Yeah, of course. Hey, you never want to get
it. Yeah, of course, yeah.
So what do you have to stuff right there? What do you have anything?
Oh, yes, I did. I had pork chops and rice with carrots.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think I have either like a watermelon or an apple soda, so yeah.
You what?
I had either a watermelon or apple soda.
That's good.
Yeah, that one I can barely hear you. You're coming in step.
It was my fault. I accidentally pushed the button down. Sorry, I let up on the button. That nachos was.
Oh, okay. So, oh, yeah. Okay, you had nachos. Oh, okay. Good. That's cool.
Okay, that's a lot better. I just had to move my chair a little bit.
Ah, yes, I agree. Yeah, you're coming in a lot clearer.
Oh, I am coming in a lot clearer? That's good.
No, I said you are coming in a lot clearer than you was about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just had to change position.
Yes, I agree.
WRHB 401, WXXQ 88. Rob, you out there?
WSDS 979 clear.
Oh, are you getting going?
Oh no, I thought somebody was coming and so I had to get off. I don't know, but yeah.
All right, guys, I didn't mean to step on you. WRXQ 88 here.
Oh, no, that's no problem. That's absolutely no problem. This is WSDS
979. This is WRXQ 88. I just got done programming a friend's radio, and I was just seeing if he had it on with him still. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'm having myself a good evening. So, figured everyone's doing well. So, yeah.
Yeah, mobile, driving home, heading up to Memphis. Just came out of the D, working on over there at Greenfield and Fenkel. So I just wanted to touch base with him, see how his radio was sounding, you know, before I jump on the East Coast repeater on my 440.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm coming off the Flint repeater, so everything sounds really good. You're coming in hot, and you're coming in absolutely loud and clear.
Oh, that's awesome. That Flint is connected. I'm on the Macomb repeater right now, Mount Clemens. And then he's on the, I just know it as the other Detroit repeater down there. So, that's cool. I don't know how many are tied in, but it's a good frequency, I find out.
Yeah, I agree. This is an awesome repeater. So, figured I'd talk to some people. It was nice meeting you. WSDS 979 clear.
I'm in 3D. I hope you have a nice evening. WRXQ 888 mobile monitoring.
WIUG 0.8, Zach, you out there? This is WSBW 983.
WIUG 0.8, go ahead, 983.
How you doing today? sitting outside in my backyard. So pretty. Over.
I'm sitting here. I don't know if you know that or not. In Cache Lake. What a beautiful day. It was all day in the sun. And now the sun is down a little bit. It's very clear, and it's about maybe 15, 20 boats around.
That sounds really nice. You know, I like hanging around on the water. My husband's got a boat. We just haven't had time to take it out in quite a few years, actually. But he's got a speed boat fishing. He fished on, the Great Lakes and stuff with it. Over.
But I didn't go on the boat. I didn't want to go on the boat, you know. I don't know why. They wanted me to go with them, and I said, no, I like to stay here. More relaxing here instead of on the boat, rocking back and forth. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes it's nice to just sit back and watch everybody do stuff and watch how they do things, and I like to do that too, just to hang back and chill. I'm 63, and, well, I still like to do stuff, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, I guess. Never mind. Anyway, it's beautiful in Grand Lake. We got a few clouds. I'm out, but I don't know what the temperature is. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful day we have today. Over.
Yeah, those guys going back and forth on those water skis. You should see how much noise they make. They make so much noise, unbelievable. And they jump up and down. I seen about four of them today. And those boats, one of them had a car engine, I believe. That's how much noise was out here. Roger.
I used to live in Waterford over on Loon Lake. And every year they would have hydroplane races and stuff. And those were very, very loud. And it was very exciting because we could watch right from our house. And they'd have races and stuff. And sometimes, unfortunately, there was an accident. And, of course, that made things a little more exciting, too. But, yeah, they're really loud.
Now I got a pontoon, and it's got about 8 people on this pontoon. And he's going around back and forth and all that, which is good. You know, he's not making too much noise. Those pontoons, they don't make that much noise. Roger.
Yeah, those are nice. You just get your lawn chair and sit in that, and you can even have a little grill and cook some stuff on that. My dad had all kinds of boats. He had one of them, and he had a hibachi grill mounted on his pontoon boat. And it had a canopy. Just spend a lot of time on that fishing and just hanging out and stuff. And then when they had to use the restroom, they would go over to the campsite that was also on the lake and use that. This was up north in by West Branch and up by Skidway. You might have heard of that up there.
I don't know what it is, but how am I sounding out that way?
Sounding crystal clear, but every once in a while I do hear some noise on the radio. But you sound really good. It sounds like you're right next to me. how am I sounding? Because I'm on my handheld. Over.
Down in same thing. It looks like you're sitting by me here. And I'm standing up, you know, right on the lake and looking around and all that stuff. But you're sounding good. And what I was going to say. I don't know who's the other station out there. It must be there's another station out there. You want to stand by for a short, find out who's out there?
Sure. Sounds good.
I'm on that, remember that radio I was telling you about with the picture? You know what I mean? I'm on it right now. And that's how much I'm sounding. It's a good radio, you know? And I haven't seen too many of it out there either. All right, we'll stand by for a short. Let me see who's out there. The other station, go ahead. Well, Michelle, I don't think there's somebody out there anyhow. It could be maybe he's gone or something like that. Anyhow, go ahead, Michelle.
Yep, I think he's gone too because he never came back. Anyways, I just wanted to check in on you and see what you were up to because I've been busy the last few days and haven't been on the radio. And I'm glad you're out and about and enjoying yourself and getting some sun and some fresh air, because it is a beautiful day. Over.
That is a beautiful day, and I do have, I took a can to see my hand, both of them. When I get home, I might send you a picture, even my face, because I was sitting outside here all day. And I've been here from 10 o'clock this morning till now. Over.
Wow. Are you French fried? I hope you put some sunblock on. That's a long time to be in the sun. In this kind of weather, you don't even feel like you're getting sunburnt, and you can get sunburnt real easy. Did you put stuff on? Over.
Oh, you know what? I never put nothing on. I don't know why, but I never put nothing. It doesn't get to me, so I said just forget it. You know, let's sit on the sun for a little bit. I think for a little bit, then it comes out too long. Roger?
Well, if you find that you have a sunburn in certain places, Noxema, that feels really good on a sunburn because it's got menthol in it and it cools the sunburn. And also it doesn't smell too bad either. So if you need some of that, that's a good aid for sunburn. Over.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're right about that. Anyhow, let me back out of here. All right. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. I shouted for you yesterday, but you were not on about 6:30 in the evening. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Well, thank you for all the blessings, and I'm sorry I missed you. It's always a joy talking to you, and you have a blessed evening, and don't get fried up. And you take care, and I will talk to you later. This is WSBW 983, standing by.
WSBS 979 to WIEG 488.
Station 979, go ahead. This is WIUG 488.
Hello, yeah, good evening. Yeah, you're coming in really good. Yeah, this is Stephen, and I'm actually Sean's friend. I'm Sean, W SDE688's friend.
So you're Sean's buddy. Anyhow, how you doing? You're sounding good here, and I don't know where you're at. I'm over here at Cass Lake. Roger?
Yeah, I'm actually doing good myself. I'm actually in Flushing. Actually, I have an Ocean 805G radio with a Nagoya 771 antenna just installed.
You sound like you're next by me here. You're sounding good with that Nagoya 771. Really, you are sounding good. And it's a nice day here, and the boats have been going back and forth. And those small skis going back and forth. And I see one guy pedaling by himself, standing up and pedaling by himself. Hot pedal in the water, right and left. Roger.
Yeah, I agree. It's a nice evening. Yeah, I figured I'd talk to you. See what you're up to. Yeah, but it's a your pleasure to meet. Yeah, I'm especially new to the GMRS community, and you'll like to say thank you very much. And figured I'd talk to you and stuff, and have a good evening at WSDS 979 Monitoring.
Hi, Roger. I don't know if Sean went up north or not. I told him when he goes there, call me from there. But I guess he's still there or not. I have no idea if he went out that way or not. Well, you're sounding good. You know, I mean, that's all I can tell you. You sound excellent. And I'm over here. I only have 5-wire radio. And I will talk to you a little bit later, no problem. Keep doing it till you learn it. We all learn. Talk to anybody you want. I talk to anybody, you know. I talk to everybody, and I think you know that too. Anyhow, good talking to you, and have a good evening. WIUG 48. No, that's all I heard. SBS or something like that. There's a station out there. It must have moved around. You're not coming in clear at all. WIUG 48.
WIUG 48. I'm having static problems on my end. There's a little kid on this channel or something like that. It's really weird.
Are you on 625 repeater?
I'm on the front repeater. It's PLCO 141.3 for CCCSS and transmit and receive.
Front repeater is good repeater. And you're coming right now really clear, because I don't know what you did, but you're coming very clear. And I'm over here on 625 repeater. Roger?
Roger, yeah, I am just imperfectly still and fixed for the window. Anyhow, yeah, I've got my Nagoya antenna on, 171G, and my friend Steven, WSDS 979, also just got his Nagoya antenna today. So we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, you're sounding good. Like I say, I'm over on a Detroit repeater. Anyhow, if you want to know what that repeater is. Anyhow, you're sounding good, but what you do is just hold on to the radio straight up in the air. You should do a lot better. But anyhow, I will talk to you some other time when I'll be on 675 for the Peter. And you have a good evening. Good talking to you. WIUG, 488.
All right, hey, good talking to you too. WSDS 979, are you out there? WSDS 688.
This is WSDS 979. Yes, I am out there.
Oh, you're sounding a lot better now. A lot better. I guess that reset helped, or actually, it's not the reset. I had some kids butting into the repeater channel, and it sounded all screwy before. Like, it was not sounding good, but I guess I just had the hotspot, I guess, or something. But every time every so often I get some kids on there, and they're using, like, a Midland radio or something. And they said, what's up, you're gone. Okay. And I was, like, cutting into this repeater, it's really weird. But everything seems to be okay at this moment.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah, that's really goofy. But yes, I'm doing great myself.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I realized what the problem was. I was a little bit away from where I normal, where I was morning, for example. So yeah, man, you're sounding really good.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. Sound okay. You still have a little hits going on, but yours.
I mean, we're always gonna have that little hit. Just radio. You have a little hit yourself. But I mean, we're coming here.
Okay. You know, as long as we're coming through, yes, we're fine. WSDS 979, still monitoring.
Channel 24.
WRUA 456, listening.
This is WSDS 979 to WSD 688. Yeah, I can faintly hear you. WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. Yeah, you're coming in sort of faintly, but I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
WSD 688, you're cutting out what?
What time did you say your ride was on Monday, air transit?
By 1:30.
Right, okay. Has anybody told you from that? I mean, like, you know, the automated...
No, you don't get the automated calls until the day before, so you don't get the automated call until the day before your scheduled ride.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't get those anyway, but okay, I didn't know exactly how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure, and probably that's one of the things that you may have to consider talking to the MCA board about that on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I think I will. It should be a fun meeting, though. The NFB meeting yesterday was good, though. National Federation of Blind meeting.
Yeah, the National Federation of the Blind Community Chapter meeting was it was good indeed, yeah.
What did you like about what was your favorite part about the gala that we had? Probably the cash bar.
That too, and just the around atmosphere the dancing and stuff, everyone just celebrating. That was my favorite, but that was my favorite part.
Well, that's good. Have you seen, I'm trying to think, but do you know the third turkey season? The third? Have you seen all of the third turkey season? I've seen seasons 1 and 2, but not the third one.
No, I don't believe I have. I figured, you know what, I'll give them to you via Dropbox. Yeah, let you have at it, so yeah.
I bought it on Apple TV. I bought that on Apple TV, and then let me see how much Turkey Season 3 is, and then I said, okay, it's on TV Pass, I think it's called? Yeah, TV Pass. Whatever it is. Anyhow, I guess I could buy that TV Pass, but then I don't know if I'll get the TV movies, or the TV shows, actually, or if that's just the Season Pass. But yeah, that's what it was. But I've been told before I'd get to see them, but I'm not sure about it, so.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure if iTunes versions are descriptive or not, but yeah.
No, the third one is. The third season is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, like, a TV cast or, like, iTunes cast, it's basically like, hey, you can watch them now. But then it's like, okay, once I've watched it, it's not the same as buying Season 3 for $20 or something like that. No, because you'll have voiceover, it'll say Season 3, buy for $20. Or it'll say Season Pass, buy for $20.
Ah, so that's what iTunes Pass is. Okay. Yeah. I see up to everything, so yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's pretty interesting. I'm thinking of plugging in a headset really quick, because this is holding like this, holding the radio like this, and pressing the button is getting a little better. Hang on a second. By WSTS 68.
Okay, WSTS 979, still monitoring.
Thank you.
Don't all need to hear Jody Girl. Please stop with the music. WRUX 245. I have to do some fox hunting. I'll find out because they've done it yesterday too. WRNW 329. I'm sure somebody's looking for the guy and they'll find him. This is just getting to be ridiculous. He knows what he's doing. He's either being childish or, you know, he just needs to turn that box off on his radio. One or the other.
WSTS 979, stop with the music.
WRUA 456, you're making it in there, radio.
WRUG 488, WRGX 930.
WSCY 842, Travis, are you out there?
WSC P520, this is WRBG 206. You got your ears on?
WRPB-448, monitoring.
Hey, 448, this is WRPB-525, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well this evening, and how are you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Getting some last errands taken care of before I shoot out of town for a vacation tomorrow, so, feeling good.
Very good. I assume you'll be taking your radio with you on vacation? Over?
Yeah, I got this one in the car and a bunch of handhelds tossed in a backpack. And I got one, like a 10-meter radio, kind of like a glorified CB radio that I'm going to try to play around with a little bit, too.
Sounds like fun. Where are you transmitting from tonight? Over?
I'm currently on 696, just crossing over 75, headed eastbound. So I guess that is Hazel Park, Madison Heights, somewhere like that.
Yeah, copy that. I used to work in that area all the time. Over.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm currently transmitting on a base station from Groveland Township near Mount Holly, if you're familiar with that area. Over.
I am indeed familiar. I was just up in Holly today. My dad lives up that way. And had to see him before I'm shooting out of town. So, yeah, I don't get up there probably as much as I should, but still get out there every once in a while. My mom stays up there in Fenton, too.
Well, very good. What repeater are you on right now? Over.
Now I'm on the Detroit. I probably should be switching over to the Mount Clemens since I'm heading eastbound. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm breaking up at all anymore, or...
You sound pretty good. You might be going a little bit out of range, but so far, so good. Over.
Okay, just switched over to the Mount Clemens. How's this? Any better?
About the same. Might have been worse on your end, I take it. Over.
About the same on my end, really, too. So I think this area kind of has overlapping coverage, so I'm going to stick here on the Mount Clemens anyway. So I'm headed east over to St. Clair Shores, pick something up.
Copy that. Well, I'll take a moment to wish you a safe trip. Have a great time. I will be clear with your final WRPB-448. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Over.
Okay, I think I might have missed if you had a transmission there. I'm having an issue over here, but you got any plans for the weekend?
I'm just relaxing. I get 3 days off in a row, and today was one of them. I spent it in the hammock
And tomorrow we're just going to probably walk around the park we live next to. Sunday I go back to work. Over.
Alright, yeah, that sounds fine. Stay in the hammock and a couple more days to enjoy in the park. That sounds good. You're working up in that area now? You said you used to work over towards Hazel Park or whatever. You up that way now?
No, I work at a hardware store in Ortonville part-time. Over.
Okay, good deal. Sounds like a nice gig. Just something to keep you busy part-time, make a little bit of extra money, and got time to enjoy. Sounds good.
Well, I'll take a minute to wish you a safe trip. It was good to make your acquaintance. I'll be out here on the airwaves now, as I recently figured out how to log into a repeater, and I'll be clear on your final, WRPB 448. Have a good evening.
All right, yeah, you have a good evening, too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you around next time. This is Nick over here, WRVB 525. I'll be standing by for a while I'm driving here.
Station H-47, station H-47, WIUG 88. Station H-47, WIUG 88, copy.
Yeah, I copy you loud and clear.
Who's this? Is this 297 station?
WRG-873.
I'm back again. I didn't get that. Station H-47. Are you out there? IAG, 48, clear. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
Radio check.
Your check is sounding good, but you need your cosign.
I'm 993 with some questions if anybody's monitoring. Playing the music, they have a way to trace that or track that, do you know, or I was just curious?
Through the website, you can tell which repeater it's coming through, that's about it, otherwise you'd have to, they got some, like, software and different stuff to, like, triangulate signals, but, generally speaking, that's a little more difficult, but you can find out what repeater it's coming through. Through the website, I think.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of curious. It was just a general question that I was curious to find out if there was a way that they could actually take pinpoint or track down or whatever. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. The name escapes me. I can't think of what the program or device is called, but there's something that is out there. It apparently works really well. I've seen some stuff on YouTube about it, whatever, but I can't think of what it's called right now. Anyway, this is WRVG525. I'll be standing by. Just about to pump some gas here.
Roger, name is Chad, by the way. WSBM993Quare. WSDI 847 WIUG 48 copy. WIUG 488 WSBM 993 Jack.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good tonight. Doing pretty good. Not too bad. It's a beautiful day today.
Hi, 993. Talk to you a little bit later. You gotta find out who's doing that out there. We'll find out who that guy is. WIUG 48 clear.
Hear that, WIUG 48, WSBM 993 clear.
Station 847 WIUG 48 copy. IUG 48 clear.
Oh, you're not getting away that easy there, Jack. This is Josh with WSCT 760. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Josh? What'd you do? Just get off of work?
Yeah,
Yeah, you know that. You know, there's this funny thing called Prime Day. And, you know, basically like a partial Christmas for us.
I know what you're saying, like a zoo, like a yo-yo going around. I know what you're saying. Hey, anyhow, I'm too glad going home now, but that's really late. And I don't know what to tell you, Josh.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all part of the fun. It's called Hustling Cardboard. Started at 8:50 in the morning. Punched out at 10:20. However long that is, at least 13, 14 hours. So, yeah, it's all in day's work, you know. Don't worry, they pay well. Overtime after 8 hours, so it's definitely easy compensation for that. You know, it was a good day to work long hours. The weather was nice. The weather was good. It wasn't hot. I had a great day, actually. It was a good day. It wasn't miserable at all. How was the lawn business?
I know what you're saying. Hey, your friend, he's got a good radio out there with a good antenna. I forgot his name, but he was calling this morning. And I didn't get it. I know I had his, 593, I believe. Yeah, 593. But he was doing good. When he said he was at home, you know, and no cracklings, no nothing. Roger?
Yeah, we went up north last weekend and I had my TID-H3 handheld 5-watt with the Nagoya 771G, and he absolutely loved it. And he bought it on Amazon Saturday, got delivered to his house on Sunday, and Saturday night, he went and applied for his GRMS license right then and there. He was like, yep, I like it, I want it. And he tried out my Brie antenna yesterday, and I told him, because he was trying to make his decision whether he wanted to go with the Abria 10 or the Nagoya. I said, listen, just try the Nagoya. You got two radios. You can try this Abria until you get your Nagoya to show up, but your Nagoya is going to be by far the superior one. I don't know what kind of magic they made with the Nagoya, but it is better. It's just hands down clear. His name is Brandon. He's in Leonard, actually. Oxford and Romeo and Leonard. And he's like not hardcore in the outskirts, but towards the outskirts of the line.
Josh, you on the repeater and everything else, but a lot of cracklings anyhow, because you probably have the repeater somewhere out that way. Anyhow, good talking to you. And I will talk to you maybe tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack, you have a good night yourself. We'll talk tomorrow. WSB 2760 monitoring.
WSBG 908, calling station WSBQ 685. That's WSBQ 685. Do you copy?
WOZZ873, standing by.
WRPB 448, standing by. Go ahead, other station that was standing by. Over.
Yeah. Okay, how you doing tonight? And it's a beautiful night. Oval.
Yeah, doing pretty good. It is quite nice tonight. About 74 degrees in my neck of the woods. I'm in Groveland Township, transmitting out of the Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, it's about, probably 72 down here in Lincoln. Over, 72.
I'm sorry, I missed your location. Where are you at again? Over.
The Downriver area, Lincoln Park, LP, Lincoln Park.
That, how long have you been doing GMR radio, over?
Actually, this is my fourth day, talking with Pinnacle, over.
Oh, very good. I've been doing the GMR Simplex for a couple years now, and it's just been 2 weeks now that I've been on the repeater network, and I'm really enjoying the hobby. Over.
Yeah, I was talking on the CB radio for a long time, for about 15 years. And I got tired of it, so CB is why I'm talking on the GMRS. Over.
Yeah, I've got a CB base station here as well. I've got about 39-foot antenna on that, and my GMR antenna is about 26 feet up. So I'm able to get the Flint repeater very, very easily here. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. Where about in Flint is that repeater? Over.
I just looked at the map today, as a matter of fact. The Flint repeater is on top of the McLaren Hospital building in downtown Flint. Over.
Okay, I hold to that hospital. It's a nice hospital. Over.
Yeah, the picture of the shadow on the satellite, I'm guessing it's at least 5 or 6 stories high. That's a significant height. That's why that repeater gets out as well as it does. Over.
Yep. I think the repeater in Detroit is on top of the wind channel. Over. Wind channel.
Yeah, I'd imagine that would be some decent height as well. Over.
Oh yeah, how is this talk